right, I am Sean Stone for Alex. Alex Jones is somewhere in the building. And so I will start discussing some history, I suppose. I don't pretend to be a scholar when it comes to understanding the satanic or Luciferian worldview. I've had some experiences that started, you could say, maybe before I was born as a soul. But I know that when I first came to realization of the multidimensional nature of our reality was in my 26th and 27th year, I would say. I was ghost hunting with a friend of mine in New Jersey and New York, upstate New York, and these abandoned mental hospitals in these very spooky realms, and starting to recognize that there was a lot of satanic activity that you could say was being perpetuated by Satanists. Satanists would go to these locations, these venues, that harbored tremendously dark energy, almost like portals. And I talked about this with Alex when I first came on the show back in 2010, talking about my experiences going into these haunted places, seeing evidence and indications of satanic activity. Again, satanic workings, but also having these same forces starting to come into my own reality. It was the same time period that I was undergoing an initiation into Masonry, and the time that I got initiated, that same night, I started getting phone calls, and I talked about this with Alex Jones on InfoWars 12 years ago, that I was getting phone calls that these same beings or people, whatever they were, they connected to my understanding to the fallen realms, the fallen angels, and that's very much how I would say the Masonic lineage was formed, was this this idea of the fallen ones who essentially are trying to craft, or as the Book of Enoch talks about, they're at one level helping man to develop agriculture and weaponry and tools and all things like this. So at one level, they're aiding perhaps in man's evolution that since the fall from Eden. But another level, they've been working to influence and manipulate and control the evolution of the human. So I was getting my own personal experience and interactions with these people, calling me. Were they people? Were they demons? I don't know. They were calling me on 666 numbers for the course of about a year, off and on, saying that very demonic sounding voices. They wanted my soul. They were watching me. They knew. It was very strange. I would call it high strangeness, essentially, of that time period for about 2 years, till 2012. It all came to a head in 2012. The angel of death, Azrael, contacted me, and then my grandmother passed away that same night. So, and it was not like, I would, you know, she wasn't killed or anything. She just passed away from an ailment. So it was a very strange, strange time period, but it began awakening me to this understanding of a multidimensional reality. I wrote about it in my Audible book called Desiderata, and I say it like, what is the AI? What is the Luciferian? I call it Luciferian AI because it's an artificial intelligence. It's almost like a mirror of God's creation. It's that mirror that essentially envies the love between God and man, the God, the goddess, however you want to describe that primordial creative force and humans. Right, that's why God creates man, as this love, this expression of love, this expression of itself, God making man in its image. So man and woman, obviously, both. So the idea of this love affair between God and man has the antagonist. What is the antagonist force? It's the artificial intelligence that doesn't have the connection to creator that man does. And it's very much, I would say, symbolized by the moon. It's like the sun is the soul. Right, the Christos is the soul moving through the energy of the sun. The earth is the heart. The heart blooms and thrives because the soul is there. God's energy, light, is there to feed the heart, the earth, to bloom, to make life. Right, we are made from the clay of that earth, but we are made with the spirit of God. So it's a dance between the sun and the earth. And the moon is like what? It's like a mirror. It doesn't have life. It's disembodied. It's reflecting only the false light of the sun. It's a false light, essentially, the moon. And that's why it connects to the mind. They call it lunacy, for example, when people are caught up with the mental games. When full moons happen, you see more what? You see more occult rituals. You see people going into...
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it. with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the final segment ahead of Girl Sante with filmmaker author Sean Stone. I'm Alex Jones.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We have the fire that God gave us, a Promethean flame and creation. I knew that'd be a powerful segment that Sean Stone just hosted. Amazing. And let me tell you, that stuff is extremely real, especially when you're an important person the system is coming after. Sean, let's shift gears into something you've really researched and written about a lot. And, you know, obviously been involved international television and news reporting on this. Your dad, two seminal films on it with Ukraine 8 years ago, predicting what has come true. I want to celebrate Rand Paul. He's been shot at. He's had his ribs broken, his lungs pierced. He's been physically attacked on the street. And now he's holding up the $40 billion to accelerate this war with Russia, with the Democrats and Republicans admitting we're at war with Russia. What an incredible situation. Where do you think this is going, Sean Stone?
I don't see necessarily an end in sight. You know, we've talked about this in the past, but I would clarify, I think that what Russia is fundamentally doing, and again, I think there are powers that are involved in you know, as we know, is escalating this war. But fundamentally, Russia is breaking with, as we know, the petrodollar economy. And we've talked about this for, you know, about a decade now, right? Talking about the BRICS and when they're going to break from the SWIFT system and, you know, how they're going to formulate their own, basically their own currency, their own economic sphere. And I think that's really what we're going to see, the basically at the same moment that the New World Order is trying to say, okay, centralized control, you know, through the World Health Organization and through, you know, basically through the Western powers. But at that same moment, we see then Russia, China, and the BRICS countries basically breaking and saying, we're getting out of this petrodollar system. So you're—
And the ruble's up.
Yeah, so you're seeing the end of the moment. You're seeing the end of the unipolar moment that was from 91 to 2021.
And Medvedev just came out and said that. Why is the West destroying itself?
It's destroying itself. Exactly, exactly. And so that's what's so curious is that, again, this is why I say I don't believe the New World Order system has the power to prevail. I feel like it's almost like in this, hey, we're going to ostensibly roll everything out, show all our hands because our system is bankrupt. We don't have the power, the authority to do anything.
I agree. They're behind. They're in trouble. So yeah. Accelerate the program. Just throw it against the wall and hope it sticks.
Yeah, and essentially blame it. So, okay, so when you have the shortages and the gas prices and everything going wrong, well, we can always just blame it on the war. But, I mean, who really believes that? I guess a few, you know, Uber drivers or something. But most people, I think, with you know, can start to put two and two together, realize that, no, this is not what's causing this collapse. It's not a Russia-Ukraine conflict. I don't have to put a little Ukraine flag on my Twitter handle.
And the polls show no one is buying that this is Russia's fault, that we're having inflation. I mean, yeah. What a preposterous claim.
Exactly. As I say, it's like maybe it goes to those that are just completely buying into the CNN narrative of reality. But I think,
and who are those people?
Well, that's the point. You know, let's say 30% of the population that we were talking about earlier, they're the extremists. They're entrenched in this sort of insane worldview that we've been talking about. They're the ones that are backing Biden no matter what, right? That's 30% or less.
So gut level, where do you see this ending? What do you expect to happen next? We have this terrible event in Buffalo Saturday with them totally hyping in the First Amendment, they're saying. But the FBI knew the guy was planning it. It's now come out. I mean, I really see false flags the next 176 days ahead of these midterms. What else does the deep state have?
Yeah. No, I mean, again, it's a real problem because their authority is staked on a fraudulent system, a corporate United States that's in total debt, permanent debt to the Federal Reserve. That system cannot hold. So what do they have, really? I mean, they're going to have to basically have a controlled demolition, as they've talked about in the past. They've written, you know, on this controlled demolition of that system. I mean, that's
Great Reset.
Yeah, I mean, that's their version of it. But I think that we have our own version of the Great Reset. And that's basically a lot of people that are not globalists in their orientation. They're, you know, they were patriots, they were Trump supporters, they were people, and they're across all classes too. I mean, they're from the billionaires, I think, like Elon Musk and people like that.
You wanted to speak to Elon when you first came on over an hour ago.
Yeah.
He's really, for me, an enigma. 90% of what he does is great, that he wants universal income. You know, he talks about brain chips. I get if it helps money medically. The point is, he does some bad things too. What do you think of Elon Musk?
Yeah, see, I think of him as someone who, yes, is he a narcissist? I think he's almost like he's the Trump of Silicon Valley, I guess you could call it. I think that's the role he's now stepping into play. The same way that, you know, before Trump was president, I was dismissive of him. I thought he was, you know, kind of a buffoon, right? And he was very just, you know, vocal in terms of how he spoke, was arrogant, and he didn't really resonate with me. But then he started stepping into his role as a president, and I thought, okay, here's someone that, despite his narcissism, I actually appreciate his policies, right? I think the same with Elon.
I think Elon realizes the worm has turned and is an opportunist, which is fine with me as long as he doesn't have an avarice wanting to kill people, wanting to take free will, and he kind of gets where humanity's going. So if he helps lead us out of this, all the more power to him.
Well, again, it's like those that understand, like he said in the past, there's a demon of AI, right? So he's going to do, I think he's going to do his best to work
with
that.
He said, beware those that worship AI gods.
Right. So exactly. So the point is he's going to work with it because there's inevitability to it. You can't stop this revolution. You can't stop human ingenuity. I mean, we blew up an atomic bomb. I mean, humans are going to explore and experiment wherever they can. I think Elon is saying, look, I'm going to do my role in this, but I don't see him as a particularly someone that's trying to.
Well, he said, watch out for the shots. We need to not depopulate the earth. Humans are good. I mean, that's all good. That's antithetical to what the New World Order wants.
Exactly, exactly. You want a more libertarian billionaire, let's put it like that. I see him as more libertarian in his orientation and probably more patriotic if he sees the consequence of what these guys would do if they had total control.
Do you think he'll be successful taking over Twitter as he finds out it's half bots?
I don't see why not at this point. I think he's overcome the major hurdle as long as he survives, as he mentioned, you know, in this, what, in that tweet, was it?
He's been saying they might kill him, which people shouldn't joke about.
No, I mean, that's...
I mean, that's damn real deal.
Well, remember what happened with McAfee.
Absolutely.
All right.
So where do you... We got 3 minutes left. And Sean, you're always on fire, but you've really been on fire today. What else do you want to impart to a couple million folks tuning in right now?
What else to impart is, we talked about the beginning about an hour ago, the power is in your hands now. It really is. There's no moment like this, because we've been living through so many decades of people believing in the politicians or waiting for the next politician to save them. And, you know, even with Trump, there was a factor to, in a way, I believe, him needing to step back to show, to let this New World Order reveal itself. Let's let this abomination of Obama and Rice and Biden and all these people, let them play their hand. Let them show all that they got. And then you'll be left with this knowing, is that really what you wanted? I think most people are saying no. So this is the moment for Americans to really say, hey, I have more power than I realize. I have a voice, my money, where I put my money, my time, my energy, my consciousness. That's how we create new realities, new economies, new communities. That's where this is all going from here. This is not the old corporate American modality anymore. That thing is done.
With polls showing 75-90% of even Democrats not liking their party, numbers are like 65% landslide, a political realignment. What does the deep state do faced with that?
Yeah, I mean, again, this is it's difficult. You know, it's like trying to get into the minds of sociopaths, right? And they're just, you know, they're going to play their hands. They're going to continue to play their hands because we talked about before the hubris. I don't think that they're connected in any way to humans anymore. I mean, you got Bill Gates out there. Like, does this guy even talk to regular people? I mean,
you'll eat synthetic meat and drink sewage and have nothing and own nothing. Humans are mad. Take this shot. I mean, he's a cartoon character.
Really? I mean, they're just so disconnected. And that's why they say, well, we trust each other. The elites trust each other. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with, like, yeah, I mean, I guess I could have joined that faction. I could have been like, yeah, I want to be part of the power elite. This is what really is important.
And been a joke like Bono, who gives 1% of the money he raises for Africans to them.
Oh, gosh. I mean, come on. This guy, we knew since he was, you know, working with Jeffrey Sachs decades ago that he was a fraud.
Sean Stone, again, the new book and the new TV show, seanstone.info. Tell people about it.
Yeah, Best Kept Secret docuseries. I mean, this is the red pill experience you've been waiting for. If you haven't seen it or shared it, please do. Get it out to everyone you can. It's the beast system. We break it down. Human trafficking, the pedophilia, the MKUltra programming of the mind.
And the book.
The transhumanism and the New World Order book, which is also featured in Best Kept Secret. New World Order is available. I think InfoWars is about to be selling it.
Yeah, they got delivered today. We'll get them on the store tomorrow, InfoWarsStore.com. Sean Stone, thank you for coming to Austin. I guess you're here for a big film that's been produced.
Oh, I'm actually maybe going to spend some more time here. It's a good place to be.
Oh, we love you, brother.
All right.
All right, Gerald Celente takes over the war room in T-minus 45 minutes with Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of natural compounds out there that turbocharge and boost our stamina, our energy, our libido, that are also amazing pre- or post-workouts. And we went out and looked at the top brands, the top reviews, and came out with Alpha Power. Now, it's so hard to source good, clean herbs like we have in this that it's been sold out for more than 6 months, but now Alpha Power is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 40% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about these compounds and ingredients for yourself and then try it for yourself. Now, the formula is made for men, but it does amazing things for women as well. Find out what just one of the ingredients does, LJ100, and then go on from there. Alpha Power, exclusively available right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. You are really missing out if you don't experience what Alpha Power does. It has improved my life and so many others just to incredible levels.
If you had asked me all this stuff a year ago about the corruption that's going on, I would have said, you're crazy. There's no way that there could be this level of corruption in government. You shouldn't listen to InfoWars and Band.video because that's all nonsense. And, you know, we shouldn't pay attention to any of this stuff. And now it's been very evident to me that all of these people who are being labeled as misinformation spreaders, I mean, they're the guys telling the truth.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
The true misinformation spreaders are the CDC and the public health officials.
This remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
The only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth.
Maybe they should be shamed, are the unvaccinated.
This is a situation of an outbreak and a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Dr. Fauci's probably done more good for the world than all of us in this room combined.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
We now know that Fauci-funded EcoHealth Alliance, a New York-based nonprofit headed by Peter Daszak, was absolutely engaged in gain-of-function research to make chimeric SARS-based coronaviruses, which they confirmed could infect human cells.
And the worst part? All the people going along and being lab rats for these heartless mega corporations. It is truly incredible. If only people had the entire story that the COVID shots are not conventional vaccines.
There are plenty of examples of people that are having very serious medical conditions that result from the vaccination.
When the convulsions started, I knew it had to be from the vaccine.
Due to this vaccine, I don't even know if I'll gain full movement in my leg back.
One of their high school football players died.
He had two blood clots inside his brain, another on the outside of his brain.
The hardest thing was I let him get that shot. I got the vaccine.
We need help.
You're watching the American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great for the Alex Jones Show. And great listening to Sean Stone and Alex. You're doing great work. Sean mentioned something about these people being sociopaths. And it's a freak show right in front of our eyes. If you see a crazy person walking down the street, you know they're nuts, right? So the politicians just put on a good act. They're mentally deranged people. They're arrogant, mentally deranged people. But they just hide it. Again, Biden and Pelosi, they call themselves Christians. And Biden, Roman Catholics, they roam far away from being Catholic, sending all these mass murderous weapons to Ukraine. These are mentally ill people. Oh, you think Mitch McConnell got it okay? No, no. How about can't shut his fat mouth, Lindsey Graham? Look at the freaks. Or how about that guy, Adam Schiff? And I got to spell it properly because I can't say the real word, but it's a lot of crap that just starts with an S and ends with a T. Look at these freaks. Look at these freaks that are running and ruining our lives. They are mentally deranged. There he is with a comedian, a comedian, a comedian that played on the TV show the president of Ukraine. All right? We got a comedian that played a comedian of a president is now the real comedian of Ukraine. Oh, and that guy Stoltenberg over there. Another arrogant little boy. Another arrogant little boy over there from Norway. That's the, the defense guy with NATO. Yeah, NATO. You look who these guys are. George Carlin used to say, it's one big club and you ain't in it. This arrogant little Stoltenberg, or whatever his name, jerk off over there in NATO head. Russia will lose to Ukraine. Yeah, right. You know. Again, you look at this guy. Oh, his daddy was all involved in the system. Yeah, they come from the rich families. It's one big club and you ain't in it. And the club members are crazy, psychotic jerks. Speaking of which, that arrogant little Buddha gig, a butt of nothing, a little butt of nothing, that we got to listen to the crap spewing out of this little clown's mouth. You ready for this? U.S. will spend $27 billion to repair bridges. This is from January 14th of this year. The Biden administration on Friday announced more than $27 billion in spending, you ready? Over the next 5 years. Over the next 5 years. So 27 divided by five was a little over $5 billion a year. To repair dilapidated bridges across the country. A little jerk. A little nothing of a clown. This is the clown heading this show. Oh, hey, little clown boy. You send in $40 billion of our bucks in lethal weapons to kill people in Ukraine to keep the war going? $40 billion like that. And like Alex Jones said, good for Rand Paul. You know, he's doing things to stop this, but he's going to lose. They're going to send it anyway. $40 billion of our dough. And look at this jerk. Look at this
arrogant little crap head. They're mentally deranged. Get this in your head, everybody. The people that want these jobs, and I'm a guy that was there. I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I saw how low men could go to suck their way up to get to the top. And I quit after 1 year. Yeah. Anyway, think of what they're doing to our lives. I went down, I go visit my sister in a nursing home. She's down in Riverdale. It's about an hour and a half drive from here. I went yesterday. I ruined the front of my car. I got to get the front end fixed on one of the wheels, hitting a pothole. I can't, and I'm going through a nice area. Potholes, rotted roads, everywhere you go in New York State. Everywhere. Got those money for the military-industrial complex, Salenti. Oh, yeah. Who's the guy playing the head of the Department of Defense? Lloyd Austin, huh? Yep. There's America going down the crapper. Oh, Lloyd Austin, you mean the guy that was on the board of directors? And again, money going, fighting wars as this country's going down the crapper. You know why he's going down a crapper? Very simple. We got crap heads in charge. Who's your favorite crap head? Oh, I'm a repulsive kid. No, I'm a dumbo crap. They're murderers and thieves. How much more money do they got to steal from us in the name of too big to fails? How many more people do they have to kill in the name of wars? So going back to the economy, disinflation is wiping out people. Businesses are starting to hurt big time. Restaurateurs I talked to, I can't believe how much, you know, cream cheese, right? I can't believe how much this went up. I can't believe how much this went up. You got the price of gas. Oh, but you got a job at Walmart, right? Yeah, making $62.50 a week after taxes and everything else, and I earn it. Oh, yeah, you got plenty. This thing's going down big. It's not stagflation. It's dragflation. The economies are dragging down and the inflation's going higher. And that they haven't raised interest rates when these clowns shoot off their crap. That was only temporary, only transitory, only transitory. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. They're going to raise interest rates. They're going to continue to raise them. Watch what happens to the housing market. Watch what happens. The biggest crashes that you're going to see is office buildings. You're gonna see a collapse in big cities like you've never seen. Crime like they just showed, those things escalating all over. And we warned this. We warned about this when they launched the COVID war and locked down everybody. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. Look at America going down the crapper and these crap heads send our money to go kill more people and give to the military-industrial complex. That our defense secretary was on the board of directors of Raytheon, the biggest, second biggest one in America. You got it? This country's going down unless we bring it up. And one of the ways we can bring it up is you support InfoWars and you're supporting yourself. You're supporting yourself with great products and you're supporting InfoWars to keep the truth alive. So do what you can. We'll be right back in just a few.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything is having a huge effect. The enemy spends all their time trying to block our communications, trying to control us, because if we communicate, they will fail. And look, I know you know that, but it's something that really needs to sink in. So please, keep us on the air, spread the word, and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, I want to thank you all for your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates as well. Other than Trump, we are the most hated, most demonized, most lied about. We are like trophies that they want to capture, like enemies of Rome wanted to capture the Roman standard or capture the flag. We are symbols of American resistance that they hate more than anybody, that they've been unable to imprison and destroy and kill by the grace of God and your support. So we are embattled gladiator champions. And I don't say that on a power trip. I mean, I'm in the frickin' arena here. This is life and death. And it is only your prayer and your financial support, your word of mouth that energizes me millisecond to millisecond to be able to do this. So that's when you call in and thank me. I'm like, hold your horses. I want to thank you. You're like a life raft. I'm in freezing Atlantic waters. I fall in the water, I'm dead in 30 seconds. It's sub-zero. I'm getting chills right now. You understand this? And then it's our children in the future. And I didn't just do all this to be famous or whatever. I did it because I hate these people and want to beat them. And let me tell you something. When I'm in these depositions with these Democrat George Soros lawyers, it's now confirmed Soros funds it all. That's going to be breaking big with all the documents soon. But you're too busy to get it all together and show you, but we learned it last week. They shake with hatred and look at me like they want to kill me. And then they say, I see you're raising money. Oh, we're going to investigate if you're spending all that on your defense. It's a former federal prosecutor who's going, for days, just staring at you in 2 days of deposition, just hating you because you're an American, hating you because they sold out to evil and they know it, hating you because they want power over the people and you know you're standing in these evil people's way. They are enraged that they have not shut us down. They are enraged Roger Stone is in prison or dead. They are enraged that we keep fighting. So there isn't anywhere you can fight harder than buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, supporting our local affiliates, and sharing the articles and videos and live feeds, and supporting our guests, because everybody we have on is fighting with everything they've got. This is a war against you and your family of inflation and collapse. And they know everybody's going to wake up in the midst of it. That's why they want to silence the leaders, because they think they can then defeat you. So when you keep us in the fight, you keep yourself in the fight. And this is life and death. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products and sign up for auto ship and continue to support. Make a donation at the top. And if you don't support us, you're helping the enemy. And I'm not bitching at listeners. I'm telling you, this is all out war.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And yep, fighting the New World Order. That's what it is, with disorder. And by the way, a great book over here, Living Humanity. And it's by Joseph Duran, who works with us at the Trends Journal. And it's about the takeover by the elites and how they're destroying our lives and how technocracy is really, it's real. You know, once upon a time, when I was a young guy, musicians used to play instruments, but no more, man. It's all teched out, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love the beat. Yeah, it's dead. And they're killing us in a lot of ways. So this is a great book to check out. And also, as Alex said, you know, and as I keep saying, you got to support InfoWars. And by doing so, you're not only keeping the truth out there and having people on like Sean Stone and all the others. It's products are good for you. You know, they really help you. And they're giving you great deals, too. They have their Ultra 12 and it's back in stock and you get 40% off on this. And these are terrific products. And they provide you with vitamins and that you need to keep your body healthy. And they have vitamin B12 formula that uses only the highest quality form available. And again, you get special you know, 40% off. And again, this Ultra 12, it helps you support your healthy nerve and brain cells. I mean, your brains are going dead with all this garbage out there, and you want to keep them alive. It helps make DNA, helps your body produce energy, helps your product, healthy blood cells. And it's essential for proper nervous system function. This Ultra 12, again, it's back in stock, 40% off. And with all the new InfoWars LifeCore combo products, you save there. And again, they've paired their top-rated products, Ultra 12, with Survival Shield, X2 Nascent, and Iodine. And again, 40% off. I mean, you take advantage of this. These are incredible deals, and you start boosting your energy production with the core combo pack from InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, this is helping you, and it's helping InfoWars. And this is a time when we really have to unite, because united we stand, divided we die, not fall. And the dying's coming with us. Again, when you got a little clown like this guy Stoltenberg, the NATO head of nothing, shooting off his fat mouth that, Russia will lose and Ukraine will win. You're not going to win. This war's going to go on until Russia wins. Again, I keep saying it, and I want to keep repeating it, but Hitler killed, Operation Barbarossa, between 25 to 27 million Russians, and they were the first ones to beat Germany in World War II. You think they're going to lose? No, they're not going to lose to Ukraine. It's going to be more bloody. They should be doing a peace deal, as we said from the beginning, because the facts are that, Russia has lost a third of its ground forces attack. And who says that? Oh, an intelligence. Yeah, intelligence. It's an oxymoron to call anybody in America that lost every war since World War II and knows a damn thing about intelligence. So again, we don't see them losing. And again, we want to see peace, because it's going to be hell on earth. Amid swelling prices, most Americans see inflation as the biggest issue facing the country, far exceeding other concerns, according to a survey from Pew Research that just came out. 70% say inflation is a very big problem. No kidding. No kidding. And again, how did it get there? Tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, to see where we're going. Little clown jerks, moron, imbecilic idiots, low-life pieces of scum that morons bow down to and call politicians, started the COVID war. Locking down, oh, we're going to flatten the curve. I'm the governor. I'm little Andy Cuomo, an arrogant daddy's boy, and the imbeciles in Hollywood are going to give me an Emmy because I can spew out my crap so good and people can swallow it. And we're going to close down your restaurants, close down your businesses. Screw you. I don't have to worry about money. I'm a politician. I get it for free. And what did they do? They destroyed businesses. And how'd they cover it up? By pumping in all this cheap money into the system. That's where inflation came from. Plus the Federal Reserve keeping interest rates low as inflation skyrocketing, so the rich could get richer, play the markets, merger and acquisition activity in 2021 at an all-time high. Are you ready for this? You'll love this. Makes you happy. Is everybody happy? Today's Wall Street Journal. Pay packages for CEOs rise to record levels. Yay! And we're going to pay you $15 an hour? Yeah. It's a total takeover. They destroyed the little businesses. They were non-essential. All right? That's where you get your inflation from. The cheap money the Fed's been pumping in for the bankster gangsters. and the Wall Street gang, the White Shoe Boys, and the cheap money. Yep. Bezos. Yeah. Oh, great to see that Amazon stock going down. Wonder why. Oh, all those tech stocks. See where the tech stocks are going? Oh, today the market's open way down. Oh, then it went up. The game's manipulated. Plunge protection team. How's that for a slimy, psychotic's name to rig the markets, the Fed heads, huh? They're going to do everything they can to artificially prop these markets up. We are going to have the greatest financial crisis in world history. And when all else fails, they take you to war. And they're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing it. You're seeing the numbers. Yeah. Tech groups cut jobs and risk-taking in new reality of market rout. How about this one? Wall Street Journal. Rates rise, slows Canada's housing market. Son of a gun. Yeah. Global stocks record longest weekly losing streak since 2008 crisis. Wow. U.S. gasoline prices smash all-time high. Oh, that doesn't mean anything. Who cares? This thing's going to go down big. They're going to take us to war. They're at war. America is at war with Russia. And now Sweden, Finland going to join in. And again, we write about it in detail in the Trends Journal, how the deal was made not to, quote, move one inch further under the Gorbachev-Reagan deal when the Soviet Union broke up and slimy lowlife Bill Clinton broke it, then Bush broke it. And then Obama wanted to bring Georgia and Ukraine into NATO going back to 2011, 14. Yeah. We wrote about it in detail. When all else fails, they take you to war. And it's the war against the people. From the high tech to the defense contractors to the banksters, to the drug dealers. Oh, excuse me, big pharma. Got to be proper. Oh, fentanyl debt's escalating, huh? What a surprise. Support InfoWars. The future's in your hands. Don't drop it.
You know, it's going back to what we all thought was going to happen in the 90s when the internet and mobile technology first came out, which is we thought, you know, this is going to level the playing field. Everybody's going to have access to the same information and everybody's going to be able to freely communicate that information. You know, that's our goal, to get back to that place where we all have access to all of the information. We all have the ability to freely communicate that information with whomever we want, whenever we want, and we don't have to worry about anybody tracking what we're doing and trying to judge us or categorize us or figure out some way to go after us because of the conversations we're having, because of the internet searches that we're doing, because of the discussions, the people we want to talk to about these things. So that's our goal, is to help people take back their freedom by helping them to take back their privacy. And so that's really what we're trying to do. And so I hope that everybody listening will check us out at VoltaWireless.com. That's V-O-L-T-A Wireless.com.
There it is, right there, right now, Ultra 12, 40% off, not 25. You get an extra 15% off just because people were watching, so they're experiencing the power of B12. And then there's also a combo of Ultra 12 and X2, also at 40% off. But Ultra 12, it supports healthy nerve cells. It's B12, and this is the methylcobalamin B12. This is the stuff that they inject into people, but you don't want to inject this into you. You just want to put it under your tongue, and boom, it gives you some energy. It helps your blood cells. It's essential for nervous system function, and it's really great stuff, and it tastes great. When I take mine, I mix it in. In fact, I still got some old Secret 12, which is the same thing. It's a little bit reformulated. That's why they had to change the name to Ultra 12, but same B12. It's excellent. It's the highest quality. You need this, and it supports everything that InfoWars is doing. Band.video sites, everything that's going on, it supports it. And a lot of things you don't see, it's supporting. And so it really does help. And things are starting to, we're starting to see a little bit, but we still need your support. We're starting to peek over the horizon just a little bit because things got bad there for a while. But, you know, it's back in stock. It could help you. Have you, you do a lot of B12?
Yeah, I'm like you because I know you're the same way where I actually like the taste of it. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's not just the Ultra 12. I like the taste of the Survival Shield. I like the taste of the Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. I like the taste of the Rainforest Ultra, these liquid tinctures.
It's the glycerin.
It's a very, I mean, when you first, it's like the first time, a couple times you take it, it's very chemically, and it's kind of, it's almost off-putting because it's very unfamiliar. But after a couple times, it really tastes good. It's like it almost unleashes something in your taste buds. It's like an electric taste, kind of.
It's really good, and it supports everything Alex and the crew here are, and everybody that's out here pitching in, making things happen, changing the world.
We are now proud to release the Redux line of Faraday bags. This line features quick roll-down and Velcro seal closures with discreet branding. With six different sizes to choose from, they have a signature reduction solution for all of your electronic device needs. Redux specializes in quick-access, weatherproof nylon Faraday bags with signal-blocking Faraday shielding technology, specifically designed for electronic devices carried in unsecured locations to instantly block all wireless signals and protect them from remote wiping, tracking, and tampering. Redux is dedicated to producing and selling cost-effective signature reduction products for professionals needing to secure devices from wireless threats and more. So check out Redux to instantly block cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, RFID, camera, EMP, weather, and even GPS today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, do everything you can to support InfoWars. They had a great crew. People care. They're doing the best that they can, and they're giving you what you can't get anywhere else in this kind of world that we're in, living in the censorship world of no free thinking. So, and again, you know, we're doing the best we can with the Trends Journal magazine as well. You know, it's a weekly magazine, averaging about 160 pages a week, no ads, you know, helping people prepare, prevail, and prosper in these very difficult times ahead, and they're going to be very bad. Yeah, remember, this is from last week, the end of the week. Jay Powell warns that taming U.S. inflation will cause some pain. Isn't that nice? Will cause some pain. Jay Powell, they just put this Fed head back in charge over there. His thing was going to run out, right? Some pain. You should have been raising these interest rates a long, long time ago. Saying it was temporary, transitory, transgendatory, whatever-tory. How about laboratory? Lavatory, yeah, crap. That's it. They knew this stuff was going up. They could have done it a little bit at a time, but no, we're not going to hurt. We're not going to hurt the players on Wall Street. We got to get the little businesses out of business so everybody can get bigger. Again, you know, right here from the Wall Street Journal today, not making it up. Pay packages to CEOs rise to record levels. Yay! Yay! As everybody else goes broke. Can't afford to buy anything, and anything's not there. They've destroyed our lives and livelihoods with the COVID war. Oh, the clown playing prime minister or whatever over there, over in New Zealand. Oh, yeah, they were locked down one of the hardest. She got the COVID. Fully vaccinated? Fully boosted? And I got the virus. And I'm proud. I'm proud. that I got fully vaccinated, fully boosted, and got the virus. So you make sure you get it too, or you'll have no freedom. I wanted to go see Louis Prima Jr. over here. Most people don't know who Louis Prima was. A great guy, Italian. He was the white Louis Armstrong. He was from New Orleans back in the day. And his son and Louis Prima Jr. and the Witnesses do a great, great show. And they're going to play up here in Woodstock, only 15 minutes from me. I couldn't go. No vax passport. No vax passport. No entry. Look at how come they don't. Hey, all you little prostitutes, you media whores that get paid to put out by your corporate pimps and your government whoremasters, why don't you interview me anymore? Used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, Good Morning America, Fox and Friends, everybody. Hey, no shots, no virus. Oh no! How dare you say that? You have to get the shots. You have to get the booster. You have to get the virus. Then we'll interview you and say, and everybody out there, make sure you get it too. These are the sickos that are in charge. These are the maniacs running and ruining our lives. And when you're on an airplane, you can eat and drink without the mask. Remember that one?
But when you stop eating and drinking, put the mask on, because the COVID knows. COVID knows when you're not eating and drinking.
Yep. Another one. This is the hypocrisy. Again, the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. Thousands take to the streets across U.S. to support abortion rights. And one of the stories we're going to have in the Trends Journal is Kamala Harris, the vice president. She's one of the strongest ones out there. And how dare they, she said, referring to the leaked draft of Supreme Court opinion that may overturn blah, 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 the Roe versus Wade. Women in almost half a century could see their access to abortions severely limited. And she goes on, how dare they tell women what they can do and cannot do with their own body. Hey, Harris, how dare they tell men what they can do and can't do with their own body? You're sexist. I don't count as much as a woman. Why can't I do what I want with my body? I don't want to inject an Operation Warp Speed inoculation into my body. You are sexist. Oh, no. Can't tell us all. Oh, they had all these protests over here in Kingston. All the women out there. Again, not taking a side on it. How dare they tell us what we... My body, my choice? Oh, but not my body, my choice when it comes to injecting something into my body, or you can't injecting into your kid's body? Oh, that doesn't count. The hypocrisy. The hypocrisy. Yep. How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? How dare they tell a man what he can do or can't do with his own body? Body dead head? Harris. Yeah. Look at the freaks we got running the show. Anyway. And now this thing would happen up in Buffalo. Gun control. Yep. More gun control. But send all those weapons of death to Ukraine. Military industrial complex. Yeah, more howitzers. Hey, how about some nice missiles? Yeah, yeah. Deadlier weapons than just a gun. They're fine. Keep sending deadly weapons.
But we have to have gun control in America.
because we got 333 million people here and we got a couple of maniacs. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of maniacs. They're filled with the mayors, governors, senators, and low-life politicians, politics sucking the life out of us in a city, state, and country near you. Gun control. Yep. Hypocrisy.
Oh, economic growth slowed in the first quarter in the UK. Don't worry about it. It's only going to get worse.
This thing's going down big. I mentioned before about housing slowing down. You ready for this one? Canada's largest urban area, Toronto.
Excuse me, no. Wait a minute, let me get this right.
Data for Canadian existing home sales in April are set for release today. But early figures from local real estate boards in Toronto and Vancouver, British Columbia, point to a marked slowdown nationwide. You ready? Sales in Toronto, Canada's largest urban area, fell 27% in April from the prior month and 41.2% from the same period a year ago. They raised interest rates. And the interest rates are still negative. If you have inflation now going at 8.3%, and your base rate is between 0.75 and 1%, you're negative 7.5% interest rate when you put in inflation. This thing's going to go down big. It's going to go down hard. And again, when all else fails, they take you to war. Now, what followed the Great Depression, World War II? What kind of dot-com bust? Oh, 9/11. Yeah, and now you look at the cover of the Trends Journal. COVID war, Ukraine war, world war. Again, when you got freaks like that Stoltenberg shooting his mouth off, Sweden, Finland joining NATO against the agreement that was made with the Soviet Union, war's knocking on our doorsteps. Do what you can to support InfoWars. If we don't unite for peace, we're going to die in hell. These are maniacs and lunatics in charge in a city, state, and country near you. This is Gerald Celente, publisher of Trends Journal. See you next week.
One of my favorite guests, Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko of ZDTalksLife.com, is here. And I wanted him because he's got great products. He came up with all these different treatments 2 years ago that saved millions of lives. He never wants to talk about it. But I approached him. I said, you should be a sponsor. We want to promote your products. He said, fine. But spend a few minutes, sir, about the great products you've got that counter all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world.
Listen, I see people dropping dead from blood clots and getting immune dysregulation, over or underreactive immune system, and dying from stuff that they shouldn't be dying from, like a cold or Omicron. And so I saw there was a need to, the FDA allows me to say, create a nutritional supplement, an immune booster that may help people. And so Z Detox contains NAC and acetylcysteine. This stuff stops blood clots. Everything I'm saying is peer reviewed, NIH, on the NIH server, and so on. So NAC stops blood clots, and if someone's at risk of blood clots for whatever reason, that's a good thing. And also, one of the problems I've seen lately, for some unknown reason, is people's immune systems are getting destroyed. And so using EGCG, which is a green tea extract, together with higher dose zinc, mitigates the risk of getting certain viruses, like new further future strains of COVID, or influenza virus, or RSV virus, or even, God forbid, Marburg virus, which is a potential emerging bioterrorist threat. They're all single-stranded RNA viruses. So by inhibiting the common pathway for viruses to replicate these viruses, that is a very good thing for people who have damaged immune systems. I'm trying to detox people from a toxic world, if you can read between the lines. And so it was born out of need. I can't stand having people die from blood clots, 20-year-olds dying from blood clots.
We love you. We appreciate you at ZDTalksLive.com. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Hey, hi there. How you doing?